This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls. We want to know what's on your mind. We want to talk about stuff we want to talk about. We are people. We are human beings. That's what we like to do. We like to hear the sound of our own voices sometimes. But sometimes it's better to listen to other people. Sometimes it's better to hear what other people have to say.
Well, that's the reason why I made the show Free Talk Live instead of the Ian and Mark show, because I'd rather would hear from other people, honestly. I don't want to sit here and talk to myself.
I know, and I already know what I think.
Exactly.
I think that there may be somebody out there who might offer me a better perspective on something. And that's yet another story we may touch on, something going on Reddit. Involves basically a subreddit where the idea is, tell me I'm wrong. Explain to me how I'm wrong.
Is this like the guy sitting behind the table in that meme?
That blows kind of thing? My mind. Sort of the inspiration behind that.
This is more like explain like I'm five. I follow that Reddit sometimes.
Well, we might get into that story, but first I want to go to Tom in Maine, who is listening to us on WLOB, and he wants to talk about drugs and whether they should be legal. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Welcome. Good.
So I just wanted to touch on the point that the gentleman earlier had made when you were talking about legalization. And I really just kind of was thinking that the thing that bothers me really about the drug laws that we have right now is that if you do a drug, whatever drug it is, and then you go commit a crime, there's already a law on the books for a punishment that would fit that crime. So if you do heroin and you murder somebody or you rob a bank or you crash a car, you should be penalized for that action, but is it fair that you're also penalized because of your state of mind? Because your state of mind isn't what is considered normal.
So you're saying that you get a harsher sentence because you happen to be on drugs at the time.
Right, which I don't think is necessarily fair, because you can be sober and commit the exact same crime and receive a lower punishment, a lesser punishment.
Well, then let me bounce this off of you.
Hold on. Is it actually true that you get a harsher charge in some places if you're on drugs while you get into a car accident?
I don't know. I've never heard of this.
I don't know if it's a direct correlation, but the fact that you can be criminally charged for possession of whatever substance, I mean, that can be an additional charge of whatever.
Yeah, it's an additional charge, sure, if you actually still have it. If it's in your system, there's not usually an internal possession charge for adults in most places that I'm aware of. I know they do have so-called internal possession for young people. Like in some places, if you're 20 years old and you're drunk, they can charge you with internal possession.
So what's the difference when you get busted by a cop, you're sitting in your car without the motor running, but you get a DUI? For example.
And I guess I feel like people are being so intelligent. People who don't commit crime, somebody who, you know, smokes marijuana or uses a more hard drug, it is perfectly responsible with it, is equally in danger of facing judgment as, you know, somebody who might be foolish with it. And I get why they do that, but I just don't think it's fair to the vast majority of all. I think it's more controlling than it needs to be.
I would agree with that, and a lot of times it's simply about stacking the charges, and that's a practice that prosecutors love to do. You know, I'm more than likely going to get a confession out of you or get you to agree to a plea deal if I hit you with 10 different charges as opposed to if I just hit the one where you were actually likely guilty. You know what I mean?
Sure. And that ties right into the war on drugs, like way back to Nixon as well. Like that was part of the idea of that agenda.
Oh, absolutely. Nixon wanted to eliminate political enemies, and he came up with a rather clever way to do it, seeing how we're still paying for it 50 years later. That's all it was ever about, and it's a shame, and it's disgusting. Yeah. Any final thoughts? Go ahead, Tom.
So that was one point, and then I had just an open-ended question for you guys. I'm genuinely curious about the libertarian viewpoint, and when you were talking to Sarah earlier about, you know, using police to achieve, agendas, whatever they may be, in the libertarian ideal, which I know is, you know, somewhat of a far-fetched notion that everybody would be on board with that. But if that was the situation, what would the role of the police be, or what would the police look like in that kind of a society?
That's a good question.
Yeah. A lot of people will use the phrase, and this has been bandied around for a long time, or the night watchman. Mm-hmm. The police that are actually just there to investigate crimes and to sort of be there when things go wrong, as opposed mm-hmm. to a proactive police force that's out there looking for criminal activity, or what they perceive as criminal activity, because there happens to be a law against
it. So often they're not actually looking for criminal things that libertarians would consider criminal. They're out looking
what they consider criminal.
What they consider criminal, right.
By the way, we now have Michael Hampton with us on our third microphone.
Yeah. If you're wondering
Rich Paul
what happened
has morphed
to Rich.
Into Michael Hampton.
What happened to Rich Paul's voice?
Yeah. I want to add this in here, though, because in a truly free society, we probably wouldn't have a government one-size-fits-all police force. Maybe there are people out there, Chris, who want to have an active patrol going around looking for suspicious people, like, let's say, in their neighborhood, somebody lurking about or prowling or whatever, breaking into a home or something, trying to actively, be there in a place that would essentially, in a sort of a rotating factor, that would maybe lessen the chances that somebody would want to commit a crime if they knew that there were police that were actively roaming rather than just waiting for a call to come in. And so those people would be able to hire the kind of service level that they want. Maybe some people just don't, maybe they only want the cops to swing by once a night. Maybe somebody else wants them to swing by every 10 minutes. Maybe they want 24-hour protection with an armed guard out front, or maybe they just want to be trained on how to use a firearm and then left alone. So I think there's a whole range of what it is that people want for protection services, and if we actually had a free marketplace, then protection services, which is what the police are supposed to provide, but of course have no obligation to provide, according to the Supreme Court.
Well, it's not us that they're protecting. Right.
Well, right. I mean, they might protect you, but they don't have an obligation to do it. And that's what the Supreme Court has said more than, probably a half a dozen times in the last couple decades. So the answer should be that everybody should be able to get the level of protection services they're willing to pay for.
Either by yourself or in concert with your neighbors.
Right.
Sure, and I guess that would be my last follow-up question on that is, if that is the case, it seems kind of like a free market police force a little bit. And so my question would be, when they do make an arrest that's, perfectly legitimate, on whose authority is that made? Is it just of the people?
Yeah, so that's another great question, is what does it look like when you don't have a monopoly on coercive force? And I have to point to a great book that was written by Morris and Linda Tannehill. It's called The Market for Liberty. And they do a really good job of explaining what is a pretty complex concept. I think that if you think about, if in this free marketplace where we have these competing protection services, they are operating at full liability, okay? Unlike the police, when the police get the wrong guy, and lots of them end up getting convicted and sent to prison, but let's say the police get the wrong guy and we find out that the police have gotten the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. Usually what they'll do is they'll let him out of prison, like, here's $100, good luck. If he's lucky, he can turn around and sue and maybe get some money, maybe. In the case of a private agency, if a private company goes and arrests the wrong person, they've then committed a crime. They've committed kidnapping against an innocent person. So these private protection agencies better know what they're doing, and they better be certain they've got the right person, because they're at full criminal and civil liability for committing that act against an innocent person. If they arrest the right person, they actually get Jeffrey Dahmer or whoever the murderer is, then they get convicted in whatever the court system looks like in that case, right. And everybody's free and clear. But if they get the wrong person, they could lose their business because of the liability there.
And there has to be that level of liability. There has to be that point that it makes it not worth it. If the incentives are in place to do good things, then the incentives also have to be in place to prevent poor behavior, and that's the opposite of what we have today.
And I really don't mean to be contrary by this at all, but if that were the case where this organization overstepped, who would guard the guards in that sense? Like, who would enact whatever justice on that group? Would it just be the largest group eventually would have the largest say?
We would. There have been discussions, but I invite you to call back in.
Yeah, let's look at that though when we come back. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
Thank you.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are coming to you tonight like we do every night, live. Anxious to take your calls, anxious to hear what's on your mind. Our phone number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
That's right.
Dang, I got it right. Unbelievable. It's weird to try to do that.
But we've been all over the place tonight. We've been talking about the raid down in Texas. We have talked about Venezuela. We've talked about drug legalization. And we've talked about just exactly what would a police force look like in a libertarian world.
I want to talk more about that, too, because our last caller had a really good question. Do you want to talk about smart cash first, though?
I'd be happy to, because I like this idea. Smart cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency. It's fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed after every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses, and you can learn more at smartcash.cc. That's smartcash.cc.
Smart's on sale right now. It's close to a penny per smart right now.
It is really low, really low. So this question kind of came up. We had talked about what a police force may look like.
Right, because we don't know.
In a libertarian world, and Ian shared something that has been kicked around a little bit, the idea of private security companies that would hold all, the big thing is they would hold full liability for their actions.
Mm-hmm. So if they get the wrong guy,
right,
they've committed a crime themselves by kidnapping an innocent person.
Sure, and they could be sued. But I think where we were going with this is, they can be sued. Sued by who? Sued through what courts? You know, these are the questions this is the thing about libertarian thought, is one question inevitably leads to another one.
Right, because we are talking about a world that none of us have ever inhabited, a world where there are competing aspects in the world of protection services, but also in the world of justice, in the world of going to court. What does the court system look like in that world, right, where there are choices, where there should be choices, because there will be competition between them, because we don't want a government monopoly. We don't want any kind of monopoly,
right,
over important things, you know, whether it's education or whether it's justice or whether it's policing. We know that competition brings prices down, it brings quality up. But that doesn't mean that it's perfect, right? Like, we know that in the business world, there's still corruption. There's still people doing bad things, people who are dishonest, and those people need to be outed, and they need to be held accountable for their actions. So let's talk about some of the ways that these police agencies could be held accountable, because our caller from, and thanks for the call, it was a great call from WLOB, I think, there in Portland, was asking, well, okay, so you've got this bad agency that did the wrong thing. They arrested the wrong person for whatever crime we're talking about. They got the wrong guy. Well, who is it that holds them accountable? Is it the next biggest agency? Are we talking about power of size? Is it, the Microsoft of police that, come in there? And I don't think anybody wants that. I don't think that that's, what the answer would be. But how about like in the same way that if you have a plumber who's not bonded or insured, you're taking a bit of a risk.
Sure.
Wouldn't it probably be the case that these protection agencies would want to have some kind of protection or insurance for their actions as well?
Right.
Meaning, if they do the wrong thing, they botch it up, one of their agents gets a little overzealous, ignores some evidence and gets the wrong guy, then an insurance company could come in and say, welp, look, agency, you're going to need to put this person on probation. They're going to need to either get fired or reeducated, go through some sort of certification. We're going to pay out to this person that you wronged, that you kidnapped for 3 days or however long it was before they proved their innocence, or their innocence was revealed somehow. We're going to go ahead and pay that person out of this insurance policy that you've been paying on, and now we're going to raise your rates.
Yep, right. Your premiums are going up.
That's one way. That's one option.
Yeah, and it is, and it's an option that we kick around a lot. I've heard that one a lot. The idea that, it's no different.
And the thing is, that's actually very similar to what already happens in some cities. Like, the cops will get caught doing something. The city will have to pay out a lawsuit.
That's true.
And the insurance company for that city will raise their rates.
Sure.
It's just rare that they get caught doing things and held responsible for it.
Right. And frequently governments have lots of protections to keep them from being sued, from being actually held accountable for their actions.
Well, this comes back around to the first story of the sure. night where innocent, from what we can tell, innocent people were killed in their home that they had for 20 years sure. by cops who raided them on the say-so of an informant who supposedly went in there and bought drugs, but they couldn't find any drugs, and it right. was just an insane situation. I guarantee you those SWAT team agents are not going to be held accountable for their mistake, and no. in any way.
No. Neither will that informant.
Right.
Right. The idea that we have to come up with this brand new solution to every potential problem that would occur in a libertarian society, it's you're going to find most libertarians aren't going to try to come up with a whole new way. They're going to look at it like
the why existing systems will be adapted a little bit.
Right. Why reinvent the wheel? We know that the system of insurance works, and we know that that's a value for me to sell my service because I am insured. Then now we're looking at this question, realizing that 75-80% of the answers are already there. It's just a question of how it would be implemented and whether people would actually pay for that level of service.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to have that opportunity. But we do have to get back to some calls, and we've got Vernon. He has been watching us on Twitch, and
which you can do at twitch.lrn.fm, by the way.
Yes, you can. And Vernon's calling from New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, if let's just say you qualify for Social Security whenever you retire or whatever, and mm-hmm. let's just say that it doesn't go bankrupt and all that stuff, if you had the opportunity to claim Social Security, would you claim it?
Kind of two schools of thought there. The first of it is why would I accept money that was extorted from other people for me? And then other people look at it as like, well, government did the extorting. You really weren't guilty of anything. So why not get your own money back because you were extorted against? And you, Michael, you have
I'm in the latter camp, and here's why. I think that actually taking that money will help bring down the state.
Okay. Ian?
Well, at the very least, it gets the money out of their hands and into your hands. They're going to give it out to somebody. So
it's going somewhere.
Yeah. Why not?
Since they took it from you, why not take it back?
Make it you. I don't pay Social Security, so I wouldn't take, I don't think I would qualify for it. I mean, I did pay in for some number of years in my life, but I haven't paid in the last 14 years.
So did I.
Screw them. But I don't think there's anything wrong with taking money from the government. I personally wouldn't want to sign up for welfare myself, but I don't think it's wrong for other people to do it. Especially libertarians.
So one other question.
You got more to say. We're going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House, President Trump discussing the State of the Union speech ahead of his address Tuesday night. Reporters asking his reaction to Stacey Abrams giving the Democrat response.
I campaigned against Stacey Abrams. I know that President Obama campaigned for her, Michelle Obama campaigned for her, and Oprah campaigned for her. And all Brian had was me. And he won fairly easily. So I hope that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
The president also asked about the wall and gives reporters an earful.
The problem is the Democrats, you know, when they say we don't want to build, as an example, we don't want to build a wall because it doesn't work or because it's immoral. Well, it's also immoral. The people that come into our country that shouldn't be here and kill people, that's immoral too. That's a lot more immoral.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're free. We are live. We're here every night, and we're eagerly and anxious to hear what you have to say.
Well, we're free-ish.
We are free-ish. What's the ish?
We resemble somewhat free. I mean, we still can't say everything that we might want to because there's the pesky FCC.
But you don't get a monthly bill in the mail from us.
No, that's true. We're free to listen to. That much is true.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. And we've been all over the place tonight like we are pretty much every night. If you're looking for your standard talk show where it's going to be one topic all night long, then this is not the show for you. If you're looking for intelligent discourse and lots of different ideas, many of which you probably never heard in your life, we're the show you want to tune into. And we've been talking with Vernon, and we're going to go back to Vernon right now. He's calling from New Orleans, and he's watching us on Twitch. But he had some questions about Social Security. Vernon, you still with us?
Hello, Vernon. He's not muted, is he?
Let's try that again. Vernon, you on the line?
Let's say you're unemployed, and I know you all don't have all of that, but let's just say you're in a tough spot, and you needed a little bit of money. Would you file for unemployment insurance or anything? Or unemployment benefits, I mean?
No, I did once.
Why not? I mean, you paid into it.
Yeah, I know people
weeks,
that do.
So, you know.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you just fine.
We can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. I mean, we hear him fine. Maybe there's something got flipped on the network side.
No, it's your network.
Oh, so you are hearing us?
I am here. I can't hear you though. I'll call back.
All right. Thanks for your call, Vernon. Take care.
Weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was all about. But yeah, is it one of those things that you're not a real libertarian if you accept money from the government that you've already
had taken from you from same said government.
No, I don't think that invalidates anything about whether or not you're a libertarian. I mean, a libertarian is just somebody who believes in and hopefully adheres to the non-aggression principle, which says that it's not okay to use aggressive force to achieve your goals, basically.
Right. Political or social goals is what is said on the card I signed.
Right. I mean, if we're talking about a program into which you paid, then there's nothing wrong or aggressive about collecting the payments into a program into which you paid.
Did you have a choice in the matter? That's what makes it for me is not given a choice.
They took the money from me. They didn't ask if I wanted to give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if they're offering to give a small fraction of it back, then why not?
I couldn't agree more. We're going to go to Emerson, who's calling from Michigan. He's been watching us on Twitch. Emerson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Cool. Awesome. Thank you guys for throwing me on here. I was wondering if it might be okay if I could bring to light this website that I found today, which is associated with blockchain technology, and it's basically, I feel like it could be a replacement for YouTube.
Really? What site's that?
It's d.tube. The tube, there's no comma or anything, it's just .tube. The letter D as in dog, and it's essentially been made by the people. It's made for the people.
Is this the Steemit one?
It's non-profit.
This is Steemit, right?
Or a Steemit competitor?
Yes. Yes.
No, this is Steemit. This is bad. This is on the Steemit. I don't know if it's on the blockchain or exactly how exactly this works, but somehow this is a Steemit project. I'm familiar with it. Have you used it before? Yeah.
No, I just found it today. I'm signed up. I didn't have enough money to get the instant access because I really wanted to throw some videos on there. And it's like, dude, I see this could be like the next YouTube. So I don't know what you guys, but when I'm on YouTube, I find it really awkward and weird that my ad block comes up with hundreds upon hundreds of blocks.
Yeah.
And if anybody has an Android phone,
yeah,
you realize like,
I do have uBlock Origin, and every time I watch a YouTube video, that counter just keeps going up and up and up and up. It's trying to play the ads, but it's not playing the ads.
Right.
So that's why we have ad blockers. But yeah, DTube is the first crypto decentralized video platform built on top of the Steam blockchain and the IPFS peer-to-peer network.
Yeah, so it's IPFS that is doing the storage, so the videos themselves aren't actually on the blockchain, which is probably a good thing because blockchain is incredibly inefficient as far as databases.
Well, you'll have a pointer on the blockchain to tell you where to get it in IPFS.
Right, and so the really cool thing about DTube and these other concepts is that when you look at the page, you can see these videos have a dollar amount associated with them, and so people get paid directly, as I understand it, to make these videos. And you can make more, I think, in theory, through this platform than you could if you, got views on YouTube.
Right, until YouTube gets tired of you and decides to demonetize all your content.
Right, yeah. Well, what I'm saying, even if you are getting money from YouTube, you can probably make more in theory from one of these systems because then you're getting paid directly, whereas YouTube is going to take most of the advertising revenue for themselves, and then they're going to cut you the remnants, basically.
Yeah, and the idea that things like content and things like that can be decentralized, that you don't necessarily have to have a gatekeeper. If you build it, they will come. I really like that idea. Anything else, Emerson?
I would like to read one of our the Fourth Amendment from the Bill of Rights, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And make a small comment afterwards.
Sure.
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. The Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or determination, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Persons, and I would really like to point out the word on that, which is effects, because actions create reactions, which cause and effect. We have a right to our privacy, and it's not up to others to interpret what our Constitution says, but it is up to us ourselves.
My God, what has happened to our Twitch callers? They've all of a sudden become like respectable, intelligent, well-spoken people. Thank you so much.
I do appreciate your call.
Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, any night, man, feel free to call back because you guys are making Twitch look good tonight. We've actually had good Twitch callers tonight.
I know. Words that we rarely say in the same sentence.
I want to say this about DTube. I have tried the DTube platform as a video creator. You know, I do videos for the Free Keen YouTube channel. And it's, to be fair, it's been probably most of a year, I think, since I've actually tried to use it to upload. But I was unsuccessful trying to upload Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree to the DTube platform. And it wasn't real clear what its restrictions are, like you can't upload bigger than X, you can't upload HD. You know, I'm not real sure, maybe it's better now than it was, but I tried re-encoding the movie to be smaller than a gigabyte, because I'd heard that it was a gigabyte max file size, so I tried smaller than a gigabyte, it still wouldn't take the whole thing, so I thought it was SD. I struck out, I was unable to upload a lengthy video, because Derek J's is about a 90-minute long video. So I didn't try anything shorter, because I was just, you know, frustrated with it for not being able to upload what I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of videos on here, so it's clearly working for plenty of people. It just, for me, when I tried it, it didn't.
Gotcha. Well, the videos I saw on the homepage were like 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and that's what most people are uploading to video sharing sites anyway, because that's what people want to watch is short videos. So
for the most part, yeah.
It wasn't right for my application, and thankfully there are competitors as well.
Right.
So in addition to DTube, there's also Library, which is LBRY, LBRY.io, yeah. And that's a good one. And they've come up with a way to actually automatically ingest from a YouTube channel. So that way you can just upload to the YouTube channel, and then they'll grab it from YouTube. And you don't have to do two uploads and jump through extra hoops.
It's good
pretty
stuff.
Sweet.
And to find out more about that kind of thing, listen here, because we're always talking about geeky blockchain stuff and good technologies. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. This is Chris. We also have in studio Michael.
Ian.
And we wanted to tell you a little bit about SpyCourse. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is giving away a book that covers the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis, things that can save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event at freeescapebook.com. The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis, is free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't come from some internet list. Instead, these items come from Jason's experience as a CIA officer where he had escape bags. In his free book, he also gives you advice on where the best guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters to have in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your copy at freeescapebook.com. And Vernon called in earlier, and unfortunately we had some technical difficulties, but he's back with us. Vernon,
yeah, normally it's one call per night, but we make an exception for a technical problem.
Thank
Vernon,
you.
Are you there?
I am. So... I'm sorry, I got cut off, so I was just asking you all if you were to file for unemployment benefits, if you were in that position, would you as a libertarian take that? And I think I caught the tail end of that after I called back and said yes, because that was something you paid into, correct?
That is what I said, and I did once do that for about 3 weeks. So, yeah, I paid into it. I didn't actually pay into it. They took the money.
Without your consent.
Without my consent, without right. asking. So my point is, so if they're offering to give a small bit of what they took from me back, why not take it?
I'll also say this. I've taken welfare from tenants before, meaning that there have been times in the past where I've had tenants in a house that they were renting. I was the property manager of that house.
Right.
And they fell upon some hard times, and they went to the city of Keene, and the city of Keene has a program that allowed them to get, like, a month's worth of rent payments. I had to fill out a form or, sign off on a form for them, basically, right. saying that as the landlord I'm willing to, whatever, blah, blah, blah,
right.
or certify that they're behind in rent, basically. So they got this welfare check that was sent directly to me as the landlord. And, I'd been paying property taxes on that property for years prior to that, so I didn't feel bad about taking a little bit of my property tax money back in that case. So
right.
Even in the case of something like, you know, in the case of unemployment, you paid into a thing. In the case of something like welfare, it's more nebulous. It's like, well, at some point you paid taxes, and now there's this welfare program. Is it wrong to take back some of the taxes you paid? Even though it's not necessarily the taxes you paid in, you did pay in taxes into this governmental system.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, don't think you're getting your own money back. What,
no,
the money you're
money
getting
is fungible
now,
anyway.
Right.
Right. The money you're getting back is what current workers are putting into it. You are, if you're older and you're on Social Security, you're not getting your money back. You are getting part of the wealth that young people are now earning, because your money, that was gone long ago. That just doesn't exist anymore. Vernon, thank you so much for the call.
Two housekeeping things, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why did this call screener have to ask me for my phone number? And two, while Ian is in Mexico, are y'all doing recorded shows or live shows? Thank you.
We're going to do live shows in Mexico until we get to the conference. So Mark is down there. Mark's going to be in Mexico for the whole month of February. So he's showing up, I think, tomorrow in Acapulco. I'll be going about 6 days before, or maybe about a week before the actual Acapulco or Aaron Acapulco event starts. And so we're expecting to be able to do live shows. I'm going to be bringing my live show equipment down there. But at Aaron Acapulco, we will be doing recorded shows, because it's impossible to do live shows from events like that.
Gotcha. Michael, what day are you leaving?
I am not leaving. I'm going to be here.
You did not get your invite. The first class plane ticket and all that stuff.
No,
the rest
no
of us
one,
here on
no
the show
No one talked
guy.
To me a plane ticket.
Ian was covering for all of us. No.
What was the first question?
That's new to me.
What was the first question? Do you remember?
He asked why the call screener asked for his number.
Because we've been having trouble with trolls calling in and saying words they're not supposed to say on the radio. So basically certain people who meet certain qualifications, usually based on their age and gender, will get extra screening by having to give up their phone number. Because usually if your intention is to call and scream the F word on the radio, you're probably not going to give us your phone number, right? So that's kind of the idea. So if you do try to scream the F word on the radio, or at the very least we have your phone number, because if you're, you know, if you sound like you're a young person, we'll usually even call you back just to make sure you're giving us the real number,
right,
and that you're really at that number. So we don't like having to do that stuff. Free Talk Live's always been a very low screening environment. We really just want to know one word. What do you want to talk about? Where are you calling from? What's your name? Those are the basics of screening on Free Talk Live, whereas most talk shows want to know everything you're going to say. And if you stray from whatever it is you told the screener, they cut you off. If you challenge the host, they cut you off. If you disagree with the host, they won't put you on. We don't do that on Free Talk Live. It really is open phones. But if people are calling in, you know, wanting to scream the C word or the F word or something like that on the air, we've put in a few extra, you know, a couple extra steps for certain calls that sound a certain way. And Vernon, I know you're a good caller, but our board ops, they didn't know.
Yeah, so. And in the end, we do have to, we want to entertain you. We want to also help educate you.
Yes, but if it's not entertaining, it will never get to the education.
Exactly.
You know, nobody wants to listen to boring lectures, right?
Indeed. And David from New Mexico, he's listening on TuneIn. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah. When I'm in a polar, can you hear me?
Yep,
I can.
Yep. When I'm in a polar vortex, I wear my polar Gore-Tex. Get around.
How cold is it down there in New Mexico?
Can't be that cold. No, it's what, about 70?
No, it's actually been warm lately. It's been like it hit almost 60 today. But we don't usually get hit by that. When they're cold up northeast, we're generally warm. There's kind of the counter rotating highs and lows thing. When they're getting cold air from the north, we're getting warm air from the south, and so don't usually suffer through that. But when I lived in Minnesota, I did 50 below zero for in a camper trailer. When I came back from Europe, I had sold my house, so I was living in a camper trailer, and it was mobile, so I wasn't plugged in and using the furnace. I had a little kerosene heater on the floor, and I did 50 below regular with 100. It was a blizzard, so it was 100 below wind chill. And it was a sustained, it was one of those sustained, it wasn't just a night, it lasted a whole week.
Ouch.
50 below virtually every day. So
yeah, that's a polar vortex.
That's a polar vortex.
And last year in this area, we were broadcasting from Keene, New Hampshire. We had like a good, what was it, 2-3 weeks of solid, like, zero or thereabouts.
Oh, it was below.
Yeah.
It was below zero.
And it was like
a couple weeks.
Every night was like, with wind chills, it was 10 below, 20 below. And
I actually started, for the first time in the dozen years I've been living here, my pipes started to freeze up.
Yeah.
The ones that were close to the walls started to freeze up. And that was crazy.
I thought I had done everything possible to protect my pipes, but last winter showed me the couple places I had missed. So David, you want to talk about college being a scam?
Yes, it is.
We agree.
Yeah, I agree. And and by the way, I once did 20 below in a tent. The college. I want to shift one step to the left, though. College scams, and it's kind of related. That same scam. I mean, our whole society is a scam. And this is related to the George Norrie Coast to Coast ad you're running. Is that your ad? Are they buying from you or?
What is this Coast to Coast ad?
Probably a network ad.
Yeah, sounds like.
Yeah, it's probably a network ad.
What are they pimping? What are they? What's the product?
Just their program. Just trying to get listeners to listen to their program. I guess.
Really?
Sounded like
Coast to Coast is advertising on Free Talk Live. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I could see it.
No, I couldn't see that. They are the behemoth. Why would the big show advertise on a little show? That doesn't make any sense.
The George has been doing those. He's been going around the country doing his tour, and he's got different tour dates. It might have been advertising his tour dates as well. I'm not sure.
There you go.
What do they do on tour? What does Coast to Coast do on a tour?
His fans like to meet him, and then all of the guests that he has on air, they all fly in and show up, and then his fans get to meet those guests that they listen to on air. And and then George sings as well, so he puts on a concert for him.
Hey, all right. Now, that's a reason to go out, right?
I
can't imagine going out and watching George Norrie perform a show on a stage or something like that. But he's always going to be compared to Art Bell. You know,
right?
Thank you for the call, David. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, how many times do people go up to him and compare him to Art Bell?
It's got to be every day. Poor guy.
Hey, George, did you ever meet Art? Did you ever meet him?
That's harsh. But we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. This has been Free Talk Live. We look forward to your calls every night. 855-453.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.